Support for WPR comes from the American Society of Landscape Architects Wisconsin Chapter. Dedicated to reimagining the design of outdoor spaces for the well-being of all. Examples at wiasla.com.
Support for WPR comes from the Stevens Point area, offering a variety of getaway experiences, itineraries and ideas for beer lovers, foodies, outdoor recreation fans, and more are at stevenspointarea.com.
The musical My Fair Lady, with book and lyrics by Alan Lerner and music by Frederick Lowe, opened in New York on March 15, 1956, and set a record at the time for the longest-running Broadway musical. It finally closed on September 29th of 1962. There have been numerous revivals, a London production featuring the original lead actors Rex Harrison and Julie Andrews, and a motion picture. The Phipps Center for the Arts of Hudson production of My Fair Lady will open tonight and continue Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays through November 27th. Joining us by telephone from her office in St. Paul is the director, Beth Reidenbach. Welcome to Spectrum West.
Thank you very much.
Now, you and many others have called this play, My Fair Lady, the perfect musical. Is it difficult to produce?
Well, I think because of the size of the show, it certainly is. In this case, we have a cast of 25, but in the ensemble, we need actors who can portray the Cockneys as well as the more genteel society of London at the time. So, you know, there's challenges with the staging of that many people.
Now, I've seen the show a couple of different times and couple of different size of venues. One had very elaborate sets and scene changes, and others not so much. How about your production?
We do have a number of scenic changes, going from the outside opera garden to the tenement section, to Higgins' study, to Ascot, to Mrs. Higgins' garden. We were very concerned about not letting the scene changes become too elaborate. So I think we've come up with a creative solution where the set is perhaps more whimsical and less realistic, which allows us to use wagons for moving some of the set pieces in, as well as doing very much with the fly system at the Phipps Center.
A good set of flies is very,
yes.
very helpful to a production. Because it has been around for more than 50 years, are there any special challenges in producing the play that keeps it fresh, or is there any need to do so?
Well, you know, that's, I think, a very good question. I think that it's kind of a fine line to walk with this type of a musical. There's an expectation of the audience, and we certainly don't want to disappoint them by coming up with something so totally different that perhaps their expectations are not met. But on the other hand, any director and the actors as well as the designers, always want to be creative, want to hopefully have at least a fresh look at a production. How can we make it feel fresh and new and yet still stay true to, you know, the original script?
So who are the principal actors in the play?
Okay. I'm very fortunate to be working with a large number of talented cast members. In the role of Eliza, we have Katie Garrity. She lives in the metro area now, but was a Hudson native. I've had the pleasure of working with Katie. This will be the fourth show now. And in the role of Higgins is John Nicholas. He is familiar to the Phipps stage and I think a number of other stages in the metropolitan area. John was our Daddy Warbucks in our last winter production of Annie and then appeared this summer in the musical Back to the 80s.
She is Beth Reidenbach, who is director of the Phipps Center for the Arts production of My Fair Lady. We talked a little bit about the music. Who is your musical director and the choreographer?
The musical director and choreographer actually are a mother-daughter team. I have worked with Ruth Ashwood from Hudson numerous occasions, very talented musical director who also has wonderful connections with very fine and talented musicians. Her daughter, Clara Ashwood, has done a number of shows at the Phipps Center as the choreographer. This is my first opportunity to work with Clara, but it's been very rewarding, very energetic, with lots of new ideas.
Now, I'm assuming you had your fingers in the pie in the set development and design, but do you have a set person who you'd like to talk about?
Yes, also a Hudson native, which is kind of unusual. Typically, when we do our shows at the Phipps Center, we, of course, look for regional talent, but it just seems to be one of those shows where people who showed an interest also have a very tight connection with the Hudson community. Tiffany Fear actually came up through the ranks as a youth in the children's theater program and is the scenic designer for the show. And I think that her creation is just very stunning.
Well, I suppose that there may be one or two people listening who haven't the faintest idea what My Fair Lady is about. So you do want to just give us a brief synopsis of the story.
Sure, I'd be glad to. A flower girl who encounters a phoneticist who takes on the challenge of teaching her proper grammar in the hopes of turning her from a cockney flower girl into a fine woman. Eliza, the flower girl, has a very strong, dominant character. Henry Higgins, the phoneticist, does as well, her teacher. So it's a very interesting contrast in styles and character development that culminates basically in the growth of Eliza from the flower girl to being presented at a ball.
You've been involved with the Phipps for a quarter of a century, and you've been behind the scenes on stage and on the board of directors and all of that stuff. Directorial experience includes Grease, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and Greater Tuna. You have a day job, and then you go to the theater in the evenings and work your head off. What keeps you going?
The pure fun of it. The number one draw is certainly the people I get to meet and work with. If you don't enjoy the people you're associating with, things aren't as fun to do. And then it's just the creative outlet. I've always just really loved the ability to be involved in quality theater. Just provides another outlet for creativity and basically an enjoyable circumstance.
Now, some community theaters have problems getting people to be on stage. Others have problems getting people to work backstage. How is it going at the Phipps?
I think that we probably experience the same elements of frustration that many theaters do, particularly the need for volunteers. We are a volunteer community theater. I have to be very honest, though, in this particular circumstance, the number of actors who showed up to audition was very large and very strong. It was just a joy as a director to have so much talent to choose from.
Well, we've been visiting with Beth Reidenbach. She is the director of My Fair Lady, which opens tonight at the Phipps Center for the Arts in Hudson. The show runs Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays at the Phipps through November 27th. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.